Alright, now we can start. What course are you here for? Alright, you got the first answer correct. This is Bio 181, so if you're expecting it not to be, then you're in the wrong place. That happens every once in a while. The second question is, do you really like biology? Now, I wouldn't ask this in a different type of course, meaning a non-majors course, but this is a majors course. And the reason I ask whether you like biology is not because I think everyone should love biology. It's fine if you don't. Except if you don't like biology, then why are you in a biology major? That's what I would like you to consider. Because there's several reasons you go to college. One really important reason is to figure out what you actually love. And I hate to see people get stuck in majors that they don't actually love. So hopefully you do love biology. Whether or not you love you'll end up loving this course, I still want you to love what you're in for. If you're not, find something that you do love. But this is Bio 181, and it is one of two courses that are more important than any other course, in a sense. 181 and 182 are a sequence. The reason that they are so important is because they are fundamental courses. They're basic. And basic does not at all mean easy, necessarily. Basic simply means it's about the bases or the basis of something. So this is why these two courses are so important. The concepts that you learn in 181 and 182 are so important to biology that as you continue in your biology major, whatever it is specifically, you're going to learn these concepts over and over in other courses. But this is, for most people, the first time you'll get this treatment of these fundamental concepts. So I hope you enjoy it. This can certainly be an enjoyable course, but I need to discuss what you're in for, since this is the first day. And I don't want you to misinterpret this as me trying to be discouraging. I actually don't mean that at all. But I also don't want to lie to you. And this course is really demanding. Even if you love the stuff, it is demanding. And the reason it's demanding is not really because it's impossible to understand, as far as the concepts are concerned. It's just that it's relentless in terms of the amount of information. This is the easiest time of this entire course. So from here on out, it's going to get much busier. Which is why I hope you have had a look around at the website already, or the websites, I should say, because there are three of them that you need to keep track of. More about that in a minute. But I have taught this course and a lot of other courses, but especially this course, I've taught it a lot of times. And chances are you have never taken it. So please just believe what I'm saying about how difficult the course can be, how demanding it can be. To give you a statistical example, for any given term and for any given instructor, not just me, about half of the people make it through this course, only about half, at least the first try. So there's a huge attrition rate. There always is. Attrition means how many people withdraw. Now, it doesn't have to be the case. For instance, last term I taught two sections, and one of them broke the record by far for me, for my history. I had never come close to this happening. Only three students ended up withdrawing in one of my sections. That hasn't come close to happening. My other section, in the same terms, teaching it exactly the same way, there were six people remaining at the end. Okay, and so I want you to, hopefully you'll be closer to the one that was almost full at the end. But usually it's about half, about 12. And the reason that I'm telling you this once again is not to discourage you. I want you to hopefully believe me on day one and take steps to avoid that happening. Because a lot of times people end up withdrawing simply because they don't take the necessary steps to save themselves until it's too late to save them. Once it becomes mathematically impossible to pass, doesn't matter what you do, it's withdrawal. Withdrawal or D or F are the only really possibilities at that point. Okay, so don't be discouraged by what I'm saying. Just realize that you're in for, just with this course by itself, a demanding ride. And there's always been quite a bit of withdrawal from a course like this, but it has gotten worse recently. By recently, I mean the last decade or so. Not because biology has gotten harder, but because people and society have changed. It's not that people are getting stupid. What's happening is that people are getting more and more busy. And that is the thing that can kill you in 181, not having time. Now, I can entirely understand if you don't have time for other reasons. There's other things important in your life. I just want you to realize that that can actually cause you to not have any choice but withdrawing. Okay, so it used to be when I was a kid, and we'll never see these days again, that someone fresh out of high school, it was his or her job to be a college student. It's all you had to do was be in college, give it your all, didn't have to work at the same time. That's all gone. But we can't dumb down the course to make up for the fact that nowadays people have jobs, spouses, and kids. All three of those things are really important, I understand that, but they all three really interfere with the time necessary to put into this course in order to get through it with a C or better. Okay, so just realize that. Doesn't mean that you can't enjoy it, but do your best not to fall behind at all, starting right now, starting today. And I'll give you a little bit of homework, which is not official homework. I'm not going to grade it, but I want you to treat it as though it's a requirement. If you haven't done this already, there's three websites that I'll talk more specifically about in a minute. But for Canvas, which I'm sure you've already been to, and for the Hoffman site, which is this is the general Hoffman site. If I go to your specific section, it looks like this. Does it look familiar to you? For those two, the Canvas site and this Hoffman site, by midnight tonight, I want you to click on everything in the menus. There's a menu for Canvas you've probably already seen. There's a menu on this on the left-hand side. Click on every one of those links sometime today so that while you are still not busy, you'll get a feel for what is there, where it is. Keep that in mind throughout the term. Some of the things can help you. Some of them you might think won't help you, and that's going to be your personal decision as to how much of the resources you'll use. But I want you to know where things are. So do that sometime today. All right, now, how many people have never been to this site so far? Only a couple. Okay, that's cool. Unless some of you are lying. It's no problem to tell me that you haven't been here, by the way. It's not required yet. But this is one of the three required websites. This is the Hoffman site, which I keep. I am Hoffman, by the way, Ty Hoffman. I didn't introduce myself. I keep the Hoffman site separate from Canvas, not only because I hate Canvas for several reasons, and I therefore have complete control over this site, but that's just my preference. The reason I do it for that's important to you is that if something goes wrong with Canvas, you'll still have access to this. They're on separate servers. So get used to checking the website, the Hoffman site, at least the announcements every day. But that's also where just things are stored that you're going to use. I can't completely ignore Canvas. I have to use Canvas for security reasons, for FERPA reasons. I have to have a place where your grades are protected and private only for you. So that's the main reason that we'll use Canvas. But Canvas is also a place where you will submit a few things, which I'll talk about in a minute when I talk about assignments. But think of the Hoffman site as being there for resources, including the announcements, including recorded lectures. Every time that I address the course, I record, like right now I'm recording. So those lecture recordings will be on the Hoffman site. Actually, let me just say that there's two versions of recordings. Obviously, there aren't recordings there for the current term yet up there because they haven't happened yet. But those are on current term lecture recordings, self-explanatory. That's if you want to get exactly what I've said to you personally. Every time I teach the course, it's a slightly different because I don't have memorized monologues or anything. I just speak. So even though I cover the same topics, I say things a little bit differently every time. Anyway, if you want to have exactly the recording that you heard the live version of while you're taking notes, then use current term lecture recordings. But probably even more important than that, because those are just audio, are the online lectures and slideshows, which are recordings from a previous term. So it's not exactly what I say to you, but it's the same stuff. The reason they're so valuable, though, is that they have audio and video combined. And so those are on this page. If you were to click on that online slideshows, lectures and slideshows, it would be on here. And the SSS links are